Everyone, this is Julie Chen. I'm a professor of Chinese studies at University of Helsinki. In today's Helsinki China podcast, we are going to talk about a very popular topic, which is Chinese science fiction. Do you know that Chinese science fiction has carved out a very unique place in contemporary China? Chinese science fiction writers have been able to create quite impressive results. Our University of Helsinki, lately we have purchased a series of new collections of Chinese science fiction. If you're interested, you can check. For instance, we have Liu Cixin's book, Three Body Problems. Basically, it's a series of three novels, and we have collected the Chinese, English, and Finnish versions of Liu Cixin's work in our Helsinki University Library. And also Chen Qiufan, his famous novel, The West Tide, is also in our library. And there are even more. Well, I'm not doing research on Chinese science fiction myself, but we have a PhD candidate, Errol Suoranta. He's with me at the Chinese Studies section in our university. His work is exactly about contemporary Chinese science fiction. And he has also worked as a translator of Chinese science fiction, a freelance journalist and literary critics. I think lately, if you listen to Yule Radio, he also have commented on writings of Confucianism in the Yule Radio series. So my understanding is that Chinese science fiction, in fact, in the beginning, it was kind of introduced in the early 20th century. And in fact, it was via translations of the Western science fiction introduced to China, and kind of created a space for fantasy and dreams of modernity for Chinese people. And also, if you remember what happened in the early 20th century of China, this kind of material was also being carefully woven into the construction of a imagination of a stronger Chinese nation, which China did not have at that time, and inspired a lot of Chinese intellectuals. However, I think this new wave of fashions towards Chinese science fiction is relatively new. And this science fiction with Chinese characteristic is also more contemporary. So I would like to ask our guest, Errol Suoranta. So why has Chinese science fiction become more prominent in contemporary China?
Thank you, Julie. Great to be here. So to understand the rise of this new wave of Chinese science fiction, we can start in the 1990s, when Chinese science fiction began to recover from the anti-spiritual pollution campaign in 1983. So Science Fiction World magazine, which had survived this campaign, reached peak sales in the year 2000. And during this decade, there were also new fan magazines and clubs centered especially around universities. And of course, starting from the latter part of the decade, the internet provided a new platform for writers and fans. However, sci-fi remained kind of a niche phenomenon until the success of Liu Cixin's Remembrance of Earth's Past trilogy, which started with the Three-Body Problem in 2006. And it was this work that really made sci-fi mainstream in China, that, you know, gave it the kind of mainstream literary and media attention that turned it into a real phenomenon. As to the why Chinese science fiction has become prominent now, I would say that with China's increased political prominence in the world and with the increase in cultural contacts between Chinese people and people from other countries, there is a general interest in China towards what the future of China and of humanity might be and how it might be shaped. And in addition to that, with the rapid technological and social change that we see in China today, people are looking towards sci-fi as a way of understanding the present day, which to many already seems to be quite science fictional.
Thank you, Errol. Out of curiosity, maybe I can ask, I assume you have read some Western science fiction as well, right? And so what is exactly the difference, or is there any difference between the Western one and the Chinese one?
Well, of course, there is no single thing or no single aspect that can summarize all of Chinese or all of Western sci-fi. However, Chinese sci-fi must in some way deal with Chinese culture, history, and society by celebrating it, by rejecting it, criticizing it, reappraising it, or even just by ignoring it. And this includes traditional Chinese culture and literature, modern history, and the Mao era, as well as the transformations introduced by global capitalism. So in summary, Chinese sci-fi exists at the intersection of China's past and its potential futures. And that is one of the things that, to me, makes it interesting to study.
So you do agree with this term, like a science fiction with Chinese characteristic?
I'm not sure if I agree with it, but it would be very hard to pinpoint the kind of Chinese characteristics that characterize all of Chinese science fiction. Like there are, you know, repeating themes and repeating motifs and so on, but something that would, you know, unify all of the stories written by all of the authors, I think that's very, very difficult to find.
Yeah, okay, well, thank you. My last question to you is, which author do you like, or is any particular fiction that you really love?
So I'm going to limit myself three authors. The first is Chen Qiufan, who you already mentioned. He is China's best-known author in the cyberpunk subgenre. And he's most famous for stories that highlight tensions, I would say, within capitalist society. For example, his novel Wastide is both a suspenseful techno-thriller and a very interesting work of environmentalist sci-fi. My second author is Xia Jia, who is known for stories that contain elements of mythology and fantasy, such as the wonderful 100 Ghost Parade Tonight, which took part in translating into Finnish. But she has also written works set in China in the near future that deal with things like digital technologies and artificial intelligence. And my third pick is Regina Kanyu Wang, who is also a very versatile writer. And she has written about, among other things, colonialism and language and the relationship between humanity and other life forms. Her story, Back to Mu'an, especially, is an absolutely beautiful story about a young woman returning to her ice-covered home planet.
Thank you. Again, to our audience, if you're interested, you can take a glimpse of those new literature in our Helsinki University Library. Thank you, Eero. I think it will be worthwhile to have a follow-up series sometime in autumn to talk further deep into the soul of Chinese science fiction. Is that okay with you?
Sounds great. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. So thank you, everybody. Continue to enjoy the hot summer in Finland. Bye-bye.